Jesus immediately realized the healing power came out of him. So he turned around and asked the crowd, "Who touched my robe?" The disciples said to him, "Well, look at the crowd that is crowding you from all sides. How can you ask who touched you?" However, he kept looking around to see who had touched him. Then the woman was scared and trembling, realizing what had happened to him, approached him and kneeled before him and confessed what she had done. And he told her, "My child, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." I know that we have read this text several times, but it is wonderful how constantly God speaks to you through the same text. However, you read the Bible, there is a word that you have already read, but a new revelation. That is, God always has something new to teach us. And through this text, where God does two healings, or Jesus does two healings, at that precise moment, we see the participation of a very needy woman with a physical problem, with a disease that no one had been able to help her heal, but her faith led her to take an impulse, to take the next step, to push her way through the crowd and to approach where Jesus was to touch his robe, and there she received healing. What leads me to think is that Jesus realized that power came out of him when he knows that something had happened, that something came out of him. He immediately asked the disciples, "Who touched me?" The question that'd be quite tricky since Jesus was surrounded by a large crowd. He was trying to walk, but the crowd pressed him. The crowd was there pressing him, but no one had made power come out of him. No one had done this. Jesus stopped. So I wonder, what was in this woman? What was in others? What was in this woman? That was not in the others? She was the only one there with the need. Was she the only sick person? I think not. Everyone was looking for something from Jesus. However, only this woman could make power come out of him. Only this woman received the appropriate response at that moment. Let's say her faith, daring willingness of her heart to ask, and also to receive that willingness of the heart marked a key moment, which made Jesus heal her. There are two groups and differences between all those who follow Jesus. We can all follow Jesus, but there are some who are only there to tighten him, and others who are there to touch his heart and make power come out of him. So it all begins with the position of our heart to be before God. And this brings me to a question. When I approach God, am I with a humbled heart surrendered to him, recognizing his serenity over me? Let us notice that this woman, when she approaches Jesus, she is on her knees. Now she touches the robe. She does not dare to face him. She considers the position in which she is in. And it's not for less, because for the Jewish law, this woman, with the issue of her blood, she was ceremonially uncleansed. So she had no right to be there. But she was there. Perhaps it was not the time to disturb the master. And the disciples had told her to give her an appointment. Perhaps she had sent her to wait. But no, she interrupted, seized the moment with Jesus, and then she reached healing. I have always said that everything depends on who you depend on. Well, I can say that I believe, but my dependency or trust is outside of Jesus. I believe, but I depend on my strength. I believe that God exists, but I am depending on the money that I have in the bank. I believe that God exists, but I feel good with my family and friends, and I depend on them. You see, I want to give you some characteristics so that we can start to meditate if we are one of those who press, or we are one of those who touch his heart so that they can come out of it. It's important to meditate on this, because sincerely, all those who were there, perhaps they had a need. They were asking for a miracle, But they didn't make Jesus stop and make power come out of him. That makes a difference. So those who squeeze usually have the following characteristics. The first, those who squeeze Jesus and not touch his heart, it is because they do not have a heart in the disposition or in the correct position to ask, and therefore will not have the correct position to receive. Having the wrong motivation, we will have a wrong motivation to receive. I put it this way. If you do not have the ability to surrender before God and recognize him, that only from him comes our provision or our dependency, most likely we will ask God but consider some situation that we will have the right position to receive, because when we ask, then we will be waiting. We will be thinking about everything we can receive from God and not about what he has arranged to give us according to his purpose and his will. Because you can ask and be waiting. And if God does not respond as you are waiting, will you follow him? Will you give him thanks? Will you be grateful? Will you be willing to do it? Those who press only wait for what God can give them according to his own desire and not according to his will. Second, they are with Jesus, but they only want the miracle. They are with Jesus, but they only want the miracle. They only want the immediate response, the miracle or the healing. They are with Jesus, but they do not want commitments. In other words, we could say their prayer is, do the miracle for me, but do not change my life. It is like the one who was next to Jesus on the cross who said to him, if you are the Son of God, get off that cross and save yourself and save me. Get us off this cross. But until then, don't mess with my life, Lord. And when God wants to tell us something, we could simply go out to refute and say, wait, I asked you to help me with this miracle. I am not asking you to tell me how I should live, right? That is what happens with those who press. They want answers. They want miracles. But they do not want processes. And unfortunately, it is the message that many times today is being sold throughout the world. You need a miracle because God can give you the miracle. Come to Jesus and he will give you the miracle. You need God to pay our debts. Come to Jesus and he will pay your debt. But we are preaching wrong because it is not about the external but the internal. God can change your heart and the situation can remain the same. Problems and complicated situations are part of life, like God's situations too. What changes things is from what perspective we see them and what is our attitude to face them. What influences and makes the difference? Another characteristic of those who press Jesus is that they are there. They believe, but it is difficult for them to trust. And we simply do not trust when we do not have a deep knowledge of who we are going to trust. So they are only there at the moment when Jesus passes. They are only momentarily. And this is difficult for them to help them remain confident in the Lord. They go to church. They receive a devotional. They receive the word. It sounds very nice to them. But until then, they continue to trust their own wisdom and what they know how to do. They continue to trust their material goods. And when the goods run out or people leave, everything falls apart. They believe in God. But up to there, it all depends on what is around them and not really on God. Another characteristic of those who press Jesus is that they only follow Jesus because they feel good about themselves and they like the word. They like songs. They like how it is heard. Their philosophy enriches them a bit. But even there are those who say, I like devotionals. I like the pastor. But I have my religion. I believe in this. So I just like them. He sympathizes. Yes, I don't see any problem with him, but I continue with my life as I want. Finally, those who press, their commitment is more for what they can receive. then really with the owner of all things that the Lord does, commitment, their prayer is because they are waiting for something in return, or because they occupy a place in a church, or because they want recognition, but they do not want to go through processes. We want glory, but we don't want God to work in us to draw a story. And that makes the difference. You see? So it's easy to follow Jesus. It's easy to squeeze him and to be one of the many that goes where Jesus is going, because it is fury of the moment. But few are those who do like Jairus or this woman with the flow of blood, who rather than squeeze, they want something more intimate. They want to be transformed. They want their life to change. Change of life does not mean change of circumstances, my dear friends. Only God gives us a true change of life. Circumstances come and go. What will make circumstances change is the way we will react to it. You want compromises with God? Really? Jesus said to the woman, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Have peace. You are free." That is to say, what you did today by recognizing me as your Lord and this attitude of repentance, of humility, is going to give you the correct answer. Your life will no longer be the same. What do we want? Ask yourself, what do we want? To follow Jesus because we like him, because he is the boom of the moment, or because I have friends who are Christian and I like them, but I want to continue the life I had before? Then it will be one of more that will fill a chair in a place. If I go to church, but I am not Christian, it is to say only sympathized. And now, this is the commitment. And those who really touch the heart of God are those who decide to go from being simply sympathizers to those who really want to follow him. Whatever happens, there, they are there for Jesus, because they know that apart from him, they will not be able to do nothing. So I am just giving you this audio today to give you this advice. Are you one of those who squeeze? Or are you one of those who touch God so that the power comes out of him? Father, help us to answer this simple question. We are in the middle of this world full of crisis, and I think it is time to meditate on your path and realize that we can go. How the world is going, at a certain moment, they return their heads, look at the sky, because they know there is a need. But the question is, after you answer and perform the miracle, how will our life continue? Will we return to thank you or continue living as we want? Father, I believe that there comes a time when we must have changes, and we only depend on you for that. So today I pray to you to help each one who receives this word in their heart, and today makes the right decision, not from those who press, but from those who follow Jesus from the heart. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. I want to remind you that you can get the devotionals every day at dawn. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time, and click on the bell so that all our notifications will reach you. God bless you.